In this module, we'll be talking about the importance of nourishing your body and how this can set you up for success in the morning. One of the best ways to nourish your body is by eating a nutritious breakfast in the morning. Obviously. When you wake up, your body has been fasting for several hours and needs to refuel with the nutrients that it needs to function at its best. This is why it's really important to make sure you're eating real whole foods that are rich in vitamins, minerals, and other important nutrients. So avoid processed foods that are high in sugar, salt, and unhealthy fats, because these can lead to energy crashes and leave you feeling sluggish throughout the day. So instead, focus on nutrient-dense foods like lean proteins like eggs, fruits, vegetables, maybe whole grains, although the science is controversial there. We've heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but so many people have convinced themselves that they don't have time or they're not hungry in the morning. The human body has a remarkable ability to adapt to our habits and choices. I once believed that I hated eating breakfast, but I made consistent effort in making myself eat it, and I actually transformed my hunger patterns. So over time, I developed a genuine morning craving for breakfast. Now I wake up and all I think about is food. To simplify my mornings, I have the same thing every day for breakfast so that I eliminate the need for decision making. I prioritize nourishing proteins and fats. So usually it's eggs, cheese, coffee with heavy cream, and a little bit of honey. I also make sure to have protein before drinking coffee to help stabilize my blood sugars. So these are just kind of pro tips in the nutrition department. I know this sounds overwhelming, so meal prepping is a really great way to make sure that you have access to healthy, nutritious breakfast options, even when you're short on time. You can take time to prepare healthy breakfast foods in advance, like overnight oats, egg muffins, smoothie packs. You can even whip up your eggs already so they're ready for a scramble and keep them in jars, so all you have to do is pour them into the pan. This will make it easier for you to stick to your morning routine and ensure that you're nourishing your body with the nutrients that it needs. And I know that there's this whole intermittent fasting craze, but newer studies are showing that it might create stress on the body in the long term. But of course, do what feels good for you. I did it for quite a while and felt pretty good, but I do like to keep up on the latest studies, and that is what I'm finding. Fueling your body goes beyond just food. It's not only about what you eat, but also about what you drink, what you're exposed to, and even consider supplements. One habit I try to keep is drinking warm lemon water first thing in the morning. It hydrates your body. It provides a boost of vitamin C for immune support. It helps with digestion. It potentially supports detoxification, and it can even help you lose weight. Oh, and it helps freshen breath. My favorite morning supplements are beef liver capsules, which I use as a more bioavailable form of a multivitamin, a probiotic to keep my gut flora healthy, and I love functional mushrooms, whether in a capsule or in my coffee or matcha. These are just some of my pro tips because health and nutrition is one of my priorities in life. But the most important thing is actually just feeling really good about what you're eating. The way you feel about your food does affect how your body processes it. Lastly, this is maybe the most important thing. Don't forget to step outside and soak up some sunlight. Vitamin D is crucial for everything from bone health, immune function, and mood regulation, and also for sleep at night. Sunlight exposure helps regulate your circadian rhythm, which will help you create healthy sleep patterns. So remember, in order to do this effectively, you have to leave your sunglasses at home. You don't need to stare straight at the sun, but your eyes do need to be exposed to the natural sunlight so it can regulate to the time of day. I get that this might all sound overwhelming, but once you play with it and find what works for you, it gets really fun. And when you habit stack, you can check off several areas at once, like a meditative walk outdoors or a short yoga session in your backyard, journaling on your patio table. There's not really a wrong way to combine these activities, and the order can be based on your preference. This should be something that you look forward to, something that motivates you to jump out of bed in the morning. And when you're establishing new habits, it's really important to reinforce the positive impact of these behaviors. So take a moment to be mindful about how you feel each day, both before and after your sacred start. Check on your emotions after a couple of days of having this morning routine, or even after a week and a month. It can be easy to overlook the positive effects when you're not acknowledging them. You can even use this reflection as a journal prompt one day. So keep checking in with yourself and adjusting this model to create a sacred start that's tailored specifically to your needs. My sacred start transformed my life and my relationship with myself. It guided me towards inner peace, even during some of the busiest moments of the day. So embrace the opportunity to shape your own sacred start and embrace the positive transformations that it can bring.